Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, August 21st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news from late last night. Ayo Edebiri and Don Cheadle will make their Broadway debuts next spring in a revival of Proof. Written by David Auburn, the play follows, per Playbill, the daughter of a recently deceased mathematician who must fight to prove the authorship of a landmark proof that is discovered among her father's papers, while also dealing with her father's legacy of genius and mental illness. The original Broadway production opened in 2000, winning the Tony for Best Play and the 2001 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It ran for 3 years and was adapted into a 2005 motion picture starring Gwyneth Paltrow, Anthony Hopkins, and Jake Gyllenhaal. Edebiri is best known as Sydney on the hit FX series The Bear. Cheadle's decades-long screen acting career includes prominent roles in Crash, Hotel Rwanda, Miles Ahead, and Boogie Nights, among other films and TV shows. The full cast of Proof will be announced later. This revival will be directed by Thomas Kail. He is also one of the lead producers, along with Mike Bosner. Proof will begin previews on March 31st and officially open April 16th at a Schubert-owned theater to be announced for a limited run. For more information, including ticketing details, visit proofbroadway.com. The full cast is now set for the Broadway premiere of Marjorie Prime. June Squibb, Cynthia Nixon, Danny Burstein, and Christopher Lowell will all return to the main stem in the play this fall. At 96 years old at the time previews begin, Squibb will become the oldest living actor to ever appear in a Broadway production. An Oscar nominee for Nebraska, she was last on Broadway for a month-long stint in Waitress. Nixon, known for her roles in Sex and the City and Just Like That and The Gilded Age, last appeared on Broadway in a 2017 revival of Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes. Burstein just finished playing Herbie in the recently closed revival of Gypsy, and Lowell was seen last season in Cult of Love. As previously announced, Marjorie Prime will begin previews November 20th and open on December 8th at the Helen Hayes Theater, and it will run through February 15th. Tickets are now on sale at 2st.com. And finally today, the upcoming musical The Queen of Versailles is adding another theater royal to its cast. Sherry Renee Scott will return to Broadway as the standby for Jackie Siegel, to be played by Kristen Chenoweth. Scott is a Tony nominee for her performances in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Everyday Rapture. Her most recent Broadway appearance was in 2016's The Front Page, although she did appear off-Broadway earlier this year as Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. Playbill reports that Chenoweth will start The Queen of Versailles' Broadway run playing all weekly performances. A schedule of select performances starring Scott will be revealed at a later date. The Queen of Versailles begins previews October 8th with a November 9th opening night at the St. James Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.